How do we navigate the line between healthy skepticism and toxic misinformation? As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, when it comes to deciding whether to receive a vaccine, knowing the truth from myth could be a matter of life and death.
With the development of the COVID-19 vaccine, conspiracy theories have been rampant. Dr. Nancy Bennett with the Finger Lakes COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force says that while there are myths that there's a microchip inside of it, that it will alter your DNA, or that it will actually give you COVID-19.
Those are not valid concerns. There's no microchip. It will not have any impact on your DNA and your cells.
The theories are nothing new. Anti-vaccine campaigns and organizations have been around for years. As the world tries to separate the truth from the lies about vaccines, for people of color especially, there's a significant and valid reason to be wary.
I am very concerned about misinformation and conspiracy theories, but we have to recognize the very long history of injustice and misuse that really sets the context for why community members feel the way that they do.
That's Wade Norwood from Common Ground Health. He co-chairs the regional COVID-19 vaccine task force with Bennett. The history of medical injustice and mistreatment of people of color in the U.S. goes back as far as the country's origin. In her book, Medical Apartheid, Harriet Washington writes that physicians who cared for enslaved Black people were doing so in the interests of the trafficker, not the patient. Doctors would be called in as a last resort, often too late. And they would use abusive tactics to prove their theory that a slave was faking their illness. Later, during the Jim Crow era, hospitals were segregated. And as such, Black Americans received substandard medical treatment. Bennett says the effects of that mistreatment continue into today.
There's no question that in this country, people of color, poor people, people who are not well educated, often don't receive as good care as educated, well-off white people.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention affirms that long-standing systemic health and social inequities have put people of color at higher risk of getting sick and dying from COVID-19. Bennett says that African Americans and people of color in the Rochester region have been contracting the virus at far higher rates than white people.
That is likely due to a combination of people of color being more highly represented among essential workers who are unable to stay home, also potentially living in communities where there was greater crowding.
Things like underlying health conditions have also been a factor. Bennett says that because infection rates have been higher, so too have the death rates for Black people. So, to prevent further COVID-19-related deaths and infections, medical experts say more people need to be immunized. But for many, doubts remain. Here's Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza.
What we're dealing with here is a vaccine that is new, that was developed in under a year, using technology that is relatively new, although not brand new. And so there's understandably concern.
While vaccine manufacturing and clinical trials took place in under a year, the research behind it started long before the outbreak ever began. Wade Norwood says initially he was hesitant too.
But it's been my engagement with the medical community, with the science, and learning about the process that allows me to be eager to get my vaccine.
He says getting that information to the people who need it is crucial so that when the opportunity to get a vaccine arrives, they can make an informed decision for themselves. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.